I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a Netflix show called How to Be a Tyrant. And I started it last night. It like 3 minutes through. And I was like, I'm done. This is not for me.
How to Be a Tyrant?
Yeah. Because so it explains like the history and like how they were able to build power.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I just want to see if I have this accurate. So you've just gone through the rest of the content on Netflix and you like
landed on it.
I'm getting pretty lean. I'm running out of stuff to watch now.
When Steve watches Steve recommended that I watch a Garth Brooks documentary. And the first episode, was like 3 hours long. I was like, what has happened to you?
I forgot to tell you that one is a long one.
It's good, but you're Steve, and you're
I kind of lost track of time. I was so
absorbed. Fangirl on Garth Brooks.
I was. I don't know why.
I still haven't finished Schitt's Creek, and I feel like I've let everybody down. I feel like I've let everybody down.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Can I say the hard thing? I don't think it's as funny anymore.
Why?
I think it was so good in the beginning when Moira was just mildly, and David was everybody was their characters just 20% more subtly. And now, like, I'm in seven seasons? I'm in five or six. But just, everyone's so over the top.
Yeah.
It's like, Alexis is just so stupid, and David is so gay, and she is so, like, drugged, and then you're just like, everybody's just too much.
Really? You know
what I mean? Yes.
I think Alexis has one of the best character arcs I've ever seen in a series. You hate her in the beginning, and by the end, you love her, and she is so endearing, and like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want you to ruin it, but I know, and I do... I didn't think she was even attractive at the beginning, and now I'm falling for her little nice things every once in a while, but just all the little ways she talks and stuff just are starting to... Like, everybody... Like, it's like they watched the first couple seasons and went, oh, that's funny. So they do each of the things they did that were funny too much.
You said the same about Sofia Vergara in that show.
Oh, my God. Modern Family? I thought the first couple seasons of Modern Family were amazing. And again, then everybody was like...
Became a spoof of themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like...
Over the top. And
it's like, oh, he's old. Now he's just crotchety old. And she's like, I'm a little Mexican. And now she's just like, no one can understand me. And you're just like, just calm down. Just be... What was funny was the subtle to me.
I did not have the same feelings about
really?
It. Yeah, I thought all of the characters evolved so nicely. And by the time you're like towards the end, they've come from what they were, like this just out of touch, totally oblivious, yes, rich people who are just totally misplaced to like finding their way and like actually being caring people. And
it's
I
like,
don't know.
David is so far gone now that I don't want Patrick to be with him. He's just annoying.
Really?
David's like annoying, and he was my favorite person. But he's just so annoyingly needy. Like, I just don't, it drives me nuts. I want Patrick to find somebody better.
I did not have these same feelings. I'm just shocked.
I can't believe
it.
I was doing four or five episodes a night. And now I struggle to get through one. When I sit down, I get through one. I'm like, I'm going to watch something else.
Well, how's it end then?
Don't. You've already kind of ruined it.
How did I do?
I'm not going to say.
He ruined Handmaid's Tale for me.
He fully did. Okay. That was one of the worst moves I've ever seen somebody do.
I'll give you that. I apologize, but I thought she was already through. I didn't know she was still.
She was literally saying, I'm not done yet. And you're Googling going, what about this person dying? And what about this? And like with me, you're like, oh, did you see the thing where they did something with the sign? And I'm like, I now know the series ends with something with the sign.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was a sign.
Easy, Tiger. I already got it. Don't tell me any more that you know, but
my
it's
bad.
Like...
You're right, I suck.
It's like, you can't spoil anything for him because he already read the book.
Right. And he's waiting for you to say that so he can go, oh, actually, I read the book.
Actually!
Because then I can look down on the rest of you.
I hate you. He did tell you somebody died, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, is she dead yet?
No, not... He didn't say just die.
Oh, he said specifically how.
Yeah, and it's like the main character. Yeah.
Well, Google didn't say that.
Don't tell Amber that this person died. Oh, God. Oh. So it just, it seems just futile.
Yeah.
The futility of continuing is.
I started two other shows. After
oh,
that.
No, Amber.
But what I thought I screwed up and go, no, that's not
you.
Right.
Because it's like there was hope and now there's not. And I'm just like, this is just depressing all the way through. I can't get through it.
Dang it.
Maybe he saved me from
this. How much time had you invested?
I was most of the way through season two and there's four seasons.
So you were halfway before Steve took.
Could have been worse.
You're meaning to live away from you.
Dang it.
It's okay, Steve.
Oh, I hate being that guy. Dang it.
That is... You're the worst.
I am. My bad.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!